Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by Silica Sands Explorer All Up Silica, ASX code APS. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the Managing Director of All Up Silica, Andrew Haythorpe. Hi, Andrew.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Okay, Andrew, so All Up's share price hiked about 300% recently after two good ASX announcements. I want to get to those in a minute. But firstly, can you give me a very quick flyover of your WA Silica Sands exploration projects? How many do you have and where are they?
We've got four projects, both in the southwest and near Esperance, and also up in the far north in the Kimberley region.
Okay, well, let's talk about your Sparkler project first, down near Albany in WA. What's the current resource at that project?
Sparkler's our lead project. We've got 70 million tonnes of inferred resource there, and as you touched on, the metallurgical test results that we sent off last year have come back very positive.
Yeah, well, let's talk about those test results, because as I understand it, those numbers tell you that your silica sands are probably suitable for some of the big global silica sands markets. What are those markets?
The most exciting market at the moment is the solar panel market, where there's huge growth in demand and they require very high purity silica. And the world's basically caught short of high purity silica, so there's a real window of opportunity opening up for us now.
Who's a typical mine gate buyer of your silica sands in the solar panel industry?
Well, the current big buyers for Australian high purity silica are the Japanese. However, they're being closely pursued by the Chinese with very aggressive appetite for demand and supply. So it's going to be a really interesting and dynamic market as we move forwards over the next few years.
So another of your projects, the Cabbage Spot project up near Wyndham in the north of WA, also probably contributed to that recent share price hike after you tabled some stellar looking sample results. Very quickly, what were they?
We were getting raw silica grades up to 99.8% just from surface sampling. So we were very pleasantly surprised by not just the high grade spectacular numbers that we received, but the population of them, the number of samples that came back with encouraging early results.
How many samples did you take and how many had those good numbers?
43 samples, and at least probably three quarters of what we took in the areas that we thought might be better really did look very encouraging with the assays coming back. So we're doing further work metallurgically on those samples now.
Andrew Haythorpe from All Up Silica, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.